Gentlemen, you know, internships are not known for paying well, right?
Or at all.
Or at all. Yeah, I think I want this internship. It's paying $100 an hour. So
goodness.
Yes.
What is it?
It's you get to pet puppies.
Petting puppies for
$100 an hour?
Petting
puppies for $100 an hour. I know. Mutt's Canine Cantina is a dog-friendly restaurant, dog park kind of combo deal. There's two locations, one in Dallas, one in Fort Worth. So we're going to have to commute, but sure. It's okay. They're looking for their first ever, this is what they're calling them, pup turn. They need a pup turn.
A pup turn.
Yeah. The internship will pay up to $100 an hour to pet puppies, greet Mutt's members, and show all the dogs some love.
If that's what they pay their interns, what do they pay their staff?
I know. Well, and here's the thing. Okay, so they said, you know, you're only going to work for about 4 hours per week and 8 weeks total through fall and winter. I'm good with $400 extra.
Does it explain why they pay so much?
No, it does not. It just says that they want someone to be creative and they're encouraged to... you know, tell us why.
How are you creative with the way you pet dogs? Is it like different strokes for different folks?
I don't know. But
all the jobs, there's so many job openings in Wisconsin. We got more jobs than people. They're about $10 to $25 an hour. $100 an hour to pet puppies?
To pet puppies.
I mean, is it because you're afraid they're the bladder issues on you?
Mark,
or what's the deal?
I'll tell you what. I'll pet your puppy for only $50 an hour.
Right.
Look at that. What a deal.
Hillary, I got people to do it for free.
I'm just doing the math here. If you're a college student looking for this $400 a week, so 4 hours a week, $400 a week, yeah. 8 weeks, $3,200, that'll pay for a class,
that
maybe?
Would pay for half my kids' braces. So, okay, let's put it like that. We're all parents here.
Who needs to breed dogs when you can pet them? Right?
Wow. Yeah.
$100 an hour.
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. 103.7
Well, Hillary,
yes.
Based on yesterday, we had a fun time at the end of the show. Hope people will check the podcast at wib.com. We were talking candy, and we played little Tim Hawkins, Bad Candy. We had some disagreement, and so I was just was going to say, close your eyes, and you'll get a big surprise here this morning. So there you go. Orange and black candy.
Yes, and again, if you know what
they're
we're talking
so
about, the orange
good.
And black candies. Yes. Tim has a specific way of describing them. They're not my favorite.
No.
Mark, you would say decidedly no probably.
If you, you know, on a candy day like today, maybe in the past, if you got those in your bag, you felt like, really? But Hillary likes them.
I'm immediately taking a picture of them.
And this did not pan out the way I intended. I got them yesterday. They were in my car. And so this morning I meant to give one to Caleb, one to me, and we were going to surprise you just after 7. And instead the morning just kind of unfolded. So
this is okay. I'm good with it.
You give them to someone who appreciates them the most. So.
Well, because I hate to say it, but because no one likes them, no one buys them and hands them out anymore. So I don't really get them out of my kids' candy anymore.
So this
and
is like
so
a nostalgic
now,
treat as yay! Well, too. So there you go.
I will eat them happily.
Well, today's a big candy day, and the website candystore.com is out with the most popular candy in each state. And you might be surprised by what our neighbor to the west has as their top candy.
Can I just hazard a guess that no state likes those orange and black candies that Hillary does?
That's not number one, even in America's top
five.
But
I love that.
I just don't think
that's
there's
okay.
any state
just
that
give
would
them
say.
All to me.
It's more for Hillary. Yeah, if, all the kids who get those, give them to Hillary. So why don't you guys throw some guesses at me in terms of for Wisconsin and Minnesota, I've got what the top is and the top five candy treats. This
the
is
Reese's...
based on poundage of buy for each state.
So not necessarily what people like the most, but
what people buy.
So we have to
hand it
well. Because oftentimes it's not, you know, if you're buying full-size Snickers bars, you know, you're probably in a little bit different socioeconomic class than I am.
Right.
So.
Well, and I mean, so I would say as far as buying, it's got to be like Smarties or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say like, because I was going to say
so
Sweet
it's by
Tarts.
Poundage. It's by
poundage.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Smarties.
I'm
going to
say Laffy
right
Taffy.
So Smarties is not in the top five list for America, and it's not for either.
Okay.
Laffy Taffy?
Peanut butter cups.
I'll give you a hint. Wisconsin is a candy bar, whereas Minnesota is more of a sucker.
Dum-dums.
Dum-dums?
No.
Minnesota?
Oh.
Tootsie I just thought maybe that would describe
Tootsie Pops.
Them, too. Sorry.
Oh, Tootsie Pops. I love those.
The iconic commercial is
how many licks
to get to the center.
The center of
yes,
it, yeah.
Yes.
So what is Wisconsin then?
Wisconsin Butterfinger.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I do love
Most
me some Butterfingers.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. I love Butterfinger. We had a great listener, Jim, who brought some Butterfingers
yes.
for us one time for a Christmas treat.
I always love that.
It was such a great Christmas gift, Jim. Thank you so much.
The top five in the country in reverse order. Number five, Starburst. Number four, Reese's. I got a story on that I saw on Fox today. Number three is Snickers. Number two, M&M's. And number one is... Skittles.
Okay. Taste the rainbow.
Okay.
I saw on Fox this morning they had this Reese's machine. I don't know where it was. Did you see it?
It's in New York on Fifth Avenue.
You can give whatever candy. It's like
you don't like.
Yeah, you don't like, and it gives you back Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes.
So on second thought, instead of giving all those black and orange wrapped ones to Hillary, give them to me, and I'm going to road trip to New York, and I'm going to trade them in for some Reese's.
It's only open for like 5 hours. I was reading all about that. Yes, it's
open for 5 hours.
They could
have machines like that that would do business.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Make that happen.
Well, have Caleb and Hillary, have you guys ever had energy drinks? Do you use that to get through the day?
I have not. I have my one cup of coffee in the morning, and then I switch to tea, but I'm not an energy. That stuff, it scares me.
There's just some stuff on the ingredient list that a little bit of research, and I was like, maybe not.
Yeah.
I went to a friend's wedding in Texas a few years ago at College Station, and I had a late night, early morning, and so I did use one to make the drive to Dallas, but as a concerning headline says, energy drinks causing long-term health effects on soldiers.
Mm. Yeah. And that's scary.
Yeah, they're used to ward off sleep deprivation in the military, and it's having some long-term adverse health effects. So again, you know, short-term effect, right? But long-term problems.
Well, and they said that they polled 18 to 24-year-olds in the military and asked them questions. And it sounds like that's an age group and a specific bracket of people that use a lot of these things. Our troops are using a lot of these.
Age group for college students as well, too, especially as you get to our finals week and the schedule that some of you guys are pulling. And it's just kind of like, okay, how do I keep going? So
It says that nearly half of troops out there drink at least one energy drink per day during deployment. But 7 months after being deployed, 16% of soldiers consume two or more energy drinks per day.
Wow.
Yikes.
End up suffering from mental health problems, anger-related problems, and fatigue.
So. Yeah. And that group is just much highly... I cannot even speak. Maybe I need one of these drinks. No. No, it says that they're much more likely to suffer from those issues afterwards. Be careful, friends. Maybe try getting more sleep. You know?
Yeah. I mean, and again, it's just like everything in moderation, right? And sometimes it's good to be forewarned about possible
long-term
effects.
But, you know, we put our soldiers in very difficult situations where I think it's probably understandable trying to reach for something in terms of none of us have been in that place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of that
There
position,
was actually a study a while back that I remember talking about where folks were actually, there was research done about the correct times to give soldiers caffeine. About, you know, when they would need it, when they'd be most effective, when they could give them the least amount of caffeine and have it be the most effective. So
it's interesting because lower down here, there is an algorithm that's being developed to calculate the ideal caffeine intake.
Yeah,
so that's going to soon be like an app on your phone.
Yes,
actually.
That's exactly what it was. Yes. There's an app for that. So the military, like so many things, the military leading the way and then rolls out to us average Joes and Janes later on.
Yay.
So.
Yeah, perfect.
Be safe. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.